From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to come to you on this Wednesday edition of the Living Truth Radio program as we conduct a series this week entitled, How to Be a Triumphant Christian. Can you say today that you are a triumphant Christian? That you are living the victorious Christian life, which, by the way, is the normal Christian life? I'm certain that you're familiar with two words. One word is average, and the other word is normal. And I can imagine that I'm talking to somebody who says, well, as it relates to my Christian life, I'm the average Christian. I'm not as good as others, and I'm not as bad as others. I'm sort of the average Christian. Well, beloved, do you know something? The average Christian is the lukewarm Christian. The Christian that is not pleasing the Lord. The average Christian is the one that has one foot in the world and one foot in the church, as it were, if I can use that type of an expression. The average Christian is the Laodicean Christian. You remember in the book of Revelation chapter 3, when the Lord Jesus Christ is speaking to the seven churches of Asia, he talks to the church at Laodicea. And he says in Revelation chapter 3, verse 15 and 16, he says, I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Now, the Lord Jesus, there's not talking about one losing their salvation, but he's talking about fellowship. And basically, he was saying that the lukewarm Christian, the average Christian, the one who has one foot in the world and maybe one foot in the church, as it were, that Christian is just lukewarm, really not effective for Christ. That's the average Christian. And so many times down through the years, and I've been pastoring for over 45 years, and down through the years, I've literally have had people say to me, well, I'm not as bad as that person. Well, that's not the point. The point is, are you who, are you what Jesus would have you to be? Now, if you and I, if we are going to be triumphant in our Christian life, we must make certain that we're not the average Christian, but rather that we are the normal Christian. And the normal Christian is the one who is living the separated life, who is fleeing from sinful situations. Does that describe you? Now, so far this week, we have noted that to live the triumphant Christian life, you need to make sure of your salvation. That's the foundational factor. Yesterday, we mentioned that if you want to live the triumphal Christian life, and by the way, God wants you to live the triumphal Christian life, then you need to yield to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. That's the controlling factor. Today, we are talking about the triumphal Christian living the separated life or fleeing sinful situations, and that's what I'm calling the separation factor. The separation factor. Are you living the separated Christian life? You know, beloved, the day that you trusted Jesus Christ as Savior, you became a sanctified person. I know that word sanctified or sanctification may be a big word to some of you, but it means to be set apart unto God. That's what it means. And back in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 1 and 2, it says this, Paul, called to be an apostle of Jesus Christ through the will of God, and Sosthenes our brother, unto the church of God which is at Corinth, to them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, with all that in every place call upon the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, both theirs and ours. Here's the point. The moment that you trust Christ as Savior, or the moment you trusted Christ as Savior, you became sanctified. That is, set apart unto God. That is your position. Now, that's what we call initial sanctification, positional sanctification. The moment that we've trusted Jesus Christ as Savior, we are set apart unto Him. But then there's also progressive sanctification, and progressive sanctification is the idea of drawing closer and closer to the Lord every day of our life. And if we're going to do that, then we must flee sinful situations, and we must live the separated Christian life. You see, the Christian is the one who is separated from the world through faith in Jesus Christ and set apart unto God. The Christian is not to live like the world. The Christian is to live like Christ. Flee sinful situations. Live the separated Christian life. You know, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 22, we have a very, very simple exhortation given to us that says, and I know that you know this as well as I do, if you've been saved any period of time, you've heard this verse, 1 Thessalonians 5:22, abstain from all appearances of evil. That word appearance can actually be translated form. Abstain from all forms of evil. Listen, if anything even looks like evil, if anything even looks like sin, you and I are to flee from it. I had a professor in college who used to say, God has given you two legs, and you're to use those two legs to run from sin. If something even looks like it's sinful, don't go toward it. Run from it. Turn from it. Because if you are a saved person and sanctified and set apart unto God, you don't want to allow sin, or you should not want to allow sin to rule in your life. God doesn't want you to be practicing sin. God wants you to flee sinful situations. That is, living the separated Christian life. You have trusted Christ as Savior. Can you say amen to that? Then the Lord doesn't want you to live a worldly life. He wants you to live a life separated unto Him. And one of the reasons why so many Christians live what we might call the defeated Christian life is because of the fact that they are not living that separated Christian life. They're not fleeing that which appears to be evil. In fact, many times they are welcoming sinful things into their lives. It's interesting when we turn back to 2 Corinthians chapter 6, beginning with verse 14, we find this teaching. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, beginning with verse 14, it says, Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Then verse 17 says, wherefore? In other words, because of the fact that there is no agreement between that which is righteous and that which is unrighteous, because there is no agreement between that which is godly and that which is worldly. Verse 17 of 2 Corinthians 6 says, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. You know Jesus Christ as Savior, do you? Well, then take a look at your life. Are you living like the world, or are you living like the Word? In order to live the triumphant Christian life, you need to flee sinful situations and live the separated life, that is, separate yourself from the ways of the world and live for God, and God will give you the victory. One of the problems with Christians today, and one of the problems with a lot of churches today, is that there's more worldliness than there is godliness. Many Christians live more like the world than they do like the Word of God. Many churches have literally invited the world into their sanctuary, trying to mimic the world in some of the things that they say and do and wear and act, and you know what I'm talking about, don't you? God saved us to be separated unto Him, to be His children, to live for Him, to glorify Him. And when you or I attempt to live with one foot in the world and one foot in the church, as it were, just to use an expression, then we're going to be defeated in our Christian life. We're going to be displeasing to God. Over in the book of James, chapter 1, it teaches us that the true Christianity, true religion, as it were, is to live the separated life. Are you living the separated life? Are you fleeing sinful situations? If not, your Christian life is defeated. Say no to sin and self and yes to God's Word and live that separated life. Well, tomorrow we'll continue our study. Until then, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dahl, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.